forever lying here in repose, is a remnant of a style that the Greeks were soon to leave behind. Because shortly after he'd been abandoned, Greek sculptors developed an astonishing new style that was distinctly their own. There's a fundamental and universal paradox at the heart of the sculptor's art. The lived human body, its mobility, its warmth, its changing character, has to be fixed, suspended in the cold and lifeless mass that is stone. It's always an artificial compromise. But the beginnings of the 5th century BC sees Greek sculpture spring almost to life. The rigid figures of the past give way to daring experiments in form. Nuance and subtlety, movement and musculature. In under 200 years, Greek sculptors seem to have developed the tricks and techniques to weave the illusion of a living human body. So radical was the change that it has been called the Greek Revolution. The exact cause of this revolution is one of the great mysteries of the history of art. Some believe it was Greek democracy and its new respect for the individual that launched it. Others, that Greek artists just got better.